Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Unfollowed. This is your girl Nova Lane, and I'm so stoked you're here. Today we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in the hustle and bustle of life. Creating a safe space for yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting what you need back? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, you're saying yes to things you don't really want to do, just because you feel obligated? That, my friends, is a sign that it's time to carve out a safe space, a haven where you can truly be. And trust me, this isn't about being selfish. This is about prioritizing your well-being, setting healthy boundaries, and allowing yourself the freedom to recharge and go. It's like that feeling when you finally get a moment to yourself after a crazy day, pure bliss, right? Well, let's make that feeling a regular thing, not just a fleeting moment of calm. So, what does it mean to create a safe space? Think of it as your personal sanctuary, both physically and mentally. It's a place where you feel comfortable being vulnerable, expressing your emotions freely, and exploring your thoughts without judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build your own haven. 1. Physical boundaries. This is about creating physical spaces in your life that feel safe and nurturing. Maybe it's your bedroom, a cozy corner in your living room, or even a favorite spot in nature. Make these spaces your own, decorate them with things that bring you joy, light candles, play soothing music, whatever makes you feel relaxed and secure. Remember, your physical environment can have a huge impact on your mental state, so invest in making it a space that supports your well-being. 2. Emotional boundaries. This is about learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to set limits and protect your emotional space. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Well, it's the same with your emotions. Be selective about who gets access to them. Don't feel obligated to please everyone all the time. Prioritize your own needs and well-being. 3. Mental boundaries. This is all about managing your thoughts and limiting exposure to negativity. Unfollow accounts on social media that make you feel inadequate or anxious. Spend less time consuming news that leaves you feeling overwhelmed. Consciously choose to focus on things that uplift and inspire you. Remember, you have the power to curate your own mental landscape, make it a beautiful place. 4. Digital detox. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation. Take regular breaks from technology and reconnect to the real world. Go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, read a book, or simply enjoy the quiet solitude of your own company. These moments of disconnection can be incredibly restorative and help you gain clarity and perspective. 5. Self-care rituals. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a hot bath, practicing yoga, listening to your favorite music, or indulging in a delicious meal, prioritize self-care rituals that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're coming home after a long day. Instead of immediately scrolling through social media or checking your emails, you walk into your haven, your safe space. You light a candle, put on some calming music, and curl up with a good book. You take deep breaths, letting go of the stress and tension of the day. This is the feeling we're aiming for, a sense of peace, security, and self-love. Remember, creating a safe space isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. Your well-being is worth the effort. So go ahead, build your sanctuary, nurture your soul, and remember you deserve to feel safe, loved, and empowered. And that's a wrap for today, my beautiful people. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review if this resonated with you. Let me know in the comments what steps you're taking to create your own safe space. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.